In a move seemingly meant to antagonize China, the U.S. State Department took the unusual step of making the virtual meeting schedule between U.S. and Taiwanese officials public. China is opposed to any official contact between the two sides, which have strengthened in recent years, as it considers Taiwan part of its territory, despite the island having its own democratically elected government. Last year, the U.S. approved close to $2 billion in weapons sales to Taiwan, sparking protests from Beijing. A spokesperson for China's foreign ministry said it would take a necessary response based on how the situation develops. Iris Spitzer, San Francisco.